The Oscar goes to...
Who could forget this year's Oscars?
Will Smith just smacked out of me.
Yet, despite the draw of internet attention and the most vicious breed of Twitter debate, the Oscars saw its second lowest viewership and rating performance in the history of the show.
I am a terrible film major, and I don't think I saw a single one of the movies that was like nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars last year.
That was freshman Ethan Labau. Despite studying film, in his personal life, he doesn't feel the need to watch the Oscars, and he really doesn't even care about the awards.
I think that it's good to have award shows as like a fun thing and like as a measure of what's popular, but on an individual level, decide for yourself.
For Ethan, he turns a blind eye to critical acclaim and recognition for his favorite movie of all time, Superbad. Yes, the cult classic Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg comedy featuring two teenage boys played by a young Michael Cera and Jonah Hill and their mission to illegally secure alcohol and get the girl before the end of high school.
They let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Do you think it matters if Superbad has like won an Oscar, or would that change your opinion of it at all?
I think that'd be very weird if that happened, but no, that would not change my opinion of it.
What Ethan brings up is the significant disconnect between popularity and artistic acclaim. According to the New York Times, in the past 30 years, only four films were named Best Picture while topping box office charts. This is something freshman computer science major Marianne Cano takes into account when watching award shows.
I watched the Grammys, and I sometimes watch the Oscars, depending on the year.
Why depending on the year?
Because sometimes there's movies that interest me. I'm like, oh, I want to see, like, did they win? And other times, like, the ones up for all the, you know, the biggest awards, I've never seen. I honestly hadn't even heard of them that year until the, like, nominations list came out. And so why am I going to watch something that I don't even recognize?
And though the Grammys also saw the second lowest ratings and viewership this year, Marianne said she was more familiar with the content and therefore more invested in seeing how her favorites compete.
I do listen to a lot of music. Like this year, Olivia Rodrigo was up, Doja Cat was up, and I love all of them. So I wanted to be there to like, you know, see if the people that I'm watching are gonna win the awards.
Yet, she was left disappointed, especially with Jon Batiste winning Album of the Year.
I hadn't heard of him before the Grammys. I don't think anyone really had. And that's not just to say, like, I'm not well-versed in music. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Who knows? But truthfully, I'm not sure he was ever at, the top charts, like, the Billboard top charts. He never really gained too much of a radio presence. And so I guess he didn't reach as many people, but somehow he's winning, like, the most, like, acclaimed awards at the Grammys. Like, I'm not sure how that works.
Overall, Marianne questions the calls made by award shows to claim one form of media superior to another, specifically when it goes against the masses' opinion.
If the masses are liking something, whether it be a movie or whether it be a certain artist or a certain album, that has something to say about it. Like, the general public isn't going to like garbage, you know? So, if that's what people are flocking to, that sort of acts as its own vote. You know, that's what people are loving. So if people are loving that, why wouldn't that be winning awards?
Freshman journalism major Jacob Wendler also notices the gap between popular media and award recognition.
That's often forgotten in conversations about award shows and nominations, and that there's lots of music and shows and movies that I've seen that I've really enjoyed that might not necessarily fit the criteria for what's deemed award worthy within these academies.
For him, the Tony nominations announced Monday came as something of a surprise, with two of the most popular theater productions lacking in critical raves and award luster.
I found it interesting that the recent arrival of Funny Girl starring Beatty Feldstein didn't score any nominations. I think that the Jesse Green, the New York Times chief theater critic's review had some adverse effects on that, and also the fact that it was released pretty recently. And another one I guess that I was somewhat surprised about was Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick in the Broadway revival of the Neil Simon comedy Plaza Suite, which I saw and I enjoyed, although I'm surprised because they're big stars, although I can see why the Academy chose the way it did.
The Tonys will be on June 12th. The outcome of the Tonys and whether this gap in opinion will continue to broaden remains to be seen. For WNUR News, I'm Ellie Skelly.